Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It is the Brett Winterbull Show, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Great to be here with you. It is hot outside. Be patient. Hydrate. Do all the things you're supposed to do. Don't go crazy. We've got so much we're going to talk about today. I've got commentary about a lot of things. The first thing I'm going to lead with, after I get an update from Breaking Brett Jensen, he's got a massively important update, is this Hunter Biden wave-off from the Department of Just Us. But first, we begin, as we often have, sadly, firearms on campus. Breaking Brett Jensen's been on that beat literally since the first day of school, and he joins us now. Breaking Brett Jensen, what is going on? Firearms, potential gunplay. It is just within eyesight of the end of the school year. People are not letting up. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talked about this on Tuesday, Election Day. You know, I broke the story that a elementary school student brought a gun to school, Renaissance West Academy. And then this morning, another gun, this time, again, not at a high school where there are body scanners, but this one's at another middle school. The first one was at, a K through 7, and this one is now a 6 through 8. And it was a gun brought to Ranson Middle School. And so, again, two guns in 1 week. That sounds exactly like it was during before Christmas break, where we had 23 guns during the first 16 weeks of school this year before Christmas break. We had a lull sort of a little bit this semester, the past Christmas break, but two this week. And now we've got four after Christmas break. So that's 27 guns altogether.
All right, this is a serious problem. Where does the responsibility lie, other than obviously the people who are not locking up their firearms or the kids who are criminals who are bringing guns to school? Where does this lie? Is law enforcement putting down an extra effort, given the fact that we are getting close to the end of the year and this is the time when people may want to settle some beef?
I don't know how much law enforcement can actually do, to be perfectly honest with you, because these guns are being bought off this corner, off the street corner, for $20 and $30. That's the literal price. $20 and $30, guns are being bought. And, you know, so I'm not sure how they're supposed to be able to prevent that from happening. But at the same point, you know, this is where the body scanners, great body scanners work for high schools, but they don't work for middle schools or elementary schools when they're not there. And so, I mean, I'm not exactly sure when you say, you know, yeah. I mean, not you, but just people in general, yeah. Well, who's to blame for this? And you're going, well, it ultimately falls on the parents or guardians, because a lot of these kids don't have parents, but the guardians, you know, that's where, because a lot of these guns are stolen that these kids are getting.
It's a shame we don't have a U.S. attorney in Charlotte. If we had a U.S. attorney in Charlotte, or somebody who covered as a U.S. attorney in Charlotte, you might actually be able to run gun interdiction programs and arrest people and charge them at the federal level. And I don't care if you're 16 years old, you're going to face federal time for bringing a gun to the school. I mean, it's too bad we just can't do that, though.
Well, you know, unfortunately, we do have a U.S. attorney.
Wait, hold on. We have a U.S. attorney in Charlotte? I've never seen. I've been here for almost 3 years, and I have never seen a single report of any sort of a prosecution from the U.S. attorney in Charlotte. That's incredible. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do.
What is the U.S. attorney's name? Who would that individual be?
That's a great question. See, I knew some of the assistants, but I don't know the actual head.
If you know the U.S. attorney in Charlotte, I'm putting this out to the audience. If you know the U.S. attorney in Charlotte, tell him to get off his duff, his well-paid duff, and start doing gun interdiction busts. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know for a fact that we've got an office here with U.S. attorneys here.
Yeah.
With more than one. So. Yeah. But also, real quick, yes, I do want to break some news on your show right now.
Yes.
Just got it confirmed that mass fights today up at North Meck High School up near Huntersville, and resulted on campus, across the street by a Bojangles, across the street from the school, on the school, and resulted in nearly 20 kids being suspended today.
Oof. Wow. Wow.
So I just got confirmation from the Huntersville Police Department on that.
So were they taken into custody, or was it just a suspension kind of a thing? Everybody's got to go home with their parents.
You know what's funny? I asked that very question. I said, was anybody arrested? And they said, well, because of the new North Carolina law that, you know, you know, if you're 16, you know, you can't be, you're held as a juvenile.
Yay, get out of jail.
So in order to be actually handcuffed and paraded out, unless there was some kind of like knife or gun or imminent danger, you're not handcuffed, and generally you're just suspended.
Wow. You know, I feel badly for the teachers within the sound of my voice, because you got a couple of weeks left in the school year, and it's just going to ramp up, unfortunately, because you know, they have pulled the teeth out of anything in the system that brings about justice on account of the school to prison pipeline propaganda nonsense. That's Brett Witterbull. That's not Brett Jensen saying that. That's Brett Witterbull. So when you want to send your email, make sure it's attention Brett Witterbull, not Brett Jensen.
And I can tell you there are a lot of thoughts within CMS that basically they're saying, okay, 3 weeks of school, the temperatures are rising again, and it's just going back to like it was in September and October, when there was a gun every single week. And so now they're like I think a quote was, the floodgates have opened back up.
Yeah, you see, and what will end up happening is a good kid will be harmed because of the actions of a bad kid. And the bad kids should not be in the traditional school system. I'm sorry. If you're out there bringing guns to school and you're out there getting involved in fights, then the fact of the matter is you need to find yourself in a school that is more appropriate for your needs.
Well, you know, and again, I mean, you know, it's one thing when you bring in guns to school, but I mean, you know, but it's another thing when 17 to 19 kids, 18, 19
Insane.
Kids
Insane.
Are being suspended all at once.
That's right. And if one of those 17 to 19-year-olds assaulted an adult on a sidewalk, they'd get prosecuted. They'd get prosecuted. Yep. Okay, if you hit them over the head with a baseball bat or something, God forbid, they would take you to real jail and you would be prosecuted for a real crime. But if you do it in the four walls of the school and you expect the teachers and the administrators to kind of like break up a mini riot, then guess what? You just get to go free and come back tomorrow and do more drama. It's insane.
Well, I mean, that seems to be the norm.
It's sure does.
Like, because as someone told me, you know, It tends to be the female students that are assaulting the teachers more than the male students, because the male students know that they can't hit a woman. So it's the female students that are hitting the female teachers.
Well, this is a problem. This is a problem. Clearly, the CMS, the bosses at CMS, don't care about the safety of their teachers and staff. Brett Witterbull said that. Send me the note when you want to complain about it. Breaking Brett, appreciate you breaking it down.